I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
So let's go to the Chuck E. Cheese in Westavia Hills, Alabama. Saturday afternoon, just after 3 o'clock, when 911 is called. Unfortunately, there's been a shooting in the Chuck E. Cheese parking lot. But it's not as bad as you think. Everybody turned out like it's going to be okay. It's just bizarre how it happened. Here's the news lady.
A child and an adult rushed to area hospitals after being shot in the parking lot of Chuck E. Cheese. According to police, the man was changing the child's diaper inside of the car when they both were shot by a single bullet.
I don't know. As we get ready to have a baby and stuff, and we're having baby showers.
Yes,
and stuff,
you are.
You know, I'm not. I don't know if they make a baby bag or, you know, a bottle bag that has a holster in it or that you can keep firearms in the baby bag.
Oh, you laugh now, but maybe if you get invited to a Chuck E. Cheese party, I guarantee you, you're going to be looking for that diaper bag that's got a holster. It's that self-preservation. You love your kid.
Okay.
You got to do what you got to do.
I guess so.
Everybody's okay in this story.
Yeah, though, everybody's going to be all right.
It was one bullet that hit both of them.
One
right?
bullet kind of grazed the kid's leg and shot him in the stomach. And so, you know, everybody's freaking out. There's gunshots at the Chuck E. Cheese, and it turns out the guy was... He had some gun in his diaper bag, and he was messing around looking to make the change happen, you know, with probably the tailgate open, and he's in the back of the SUV.
Yeah.
It's raining.
You know, that's Chuck E. Cheese. He's probably not even going to come under any criticism in Alabama for packing that in the diaper bag. And people say, yeah, we know, that's what you got to do. All right, ever seen one of those, of course you've seen these water cannon salutes that they do for jets.
Oh, seafarer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dignitaries on board or a maiden voyage for a plane. Okay, we go to the Dubai airport where one of these things got screwed up pretty bad. They did a water cannon salute for a jet there. And the firefighters, they come out with the fire trucks and they're ready to go at the Dubai International Airport. They want to welcome a Saudi jet. Well, things went wrong when they accidentally broke the plane with the water salute.
Cut right through the fuselage.
Yeah. The hoses are supposed to arch the water over the jet, right?
Yeah.
Well, something happened. And
you know how it is with a pressure washer? Yeah. If you get too close to the paint or something, you blow the paint off it?
Well, they
dig up some of the concrete.
The stream went right into the jet, apparently, and blew the hatch open, I guess. They had the pressure setting might have been, the high pressure setting might have been a little too high on the fire engine's turret to begin with. And so anyways, it didn't, the remote controls also, they say, may have malfunctioned. They're trying to blame it on that. But it slammed into the side of the jet. The emergency exit hatch then blew open. And then a series of safety measures went into effect. The hatch apparently opened inward, fell into the cabin. The safety slide then deployed. That triggered a master alarm. The plane
and people on the
was
plane
halted.
At the time?
And yeah, so that was the end of that plane. So they're gonna have to repair that. And once they fix it up, it probably isn't gonna get another water cannon salute.
And for some reason I'm picturing Jamie Foxx and Horrible Bosses, you know, Mr. Jones, if you know the one I'm talking about. A guy in Memphis, Tennessee went into what they call an off the grid adult club. It's an underground strip club. And they say so off the grid, it doesn't even have a name. I guess it's one of those things where it's just somebody's girl is stripping in a living room or something. But the guy got there, got into an argument with a 44-year-old guy named Gregory Graham. Gregory Graham wears an eye patch. He's got the eye patch going on, and then he's at the strip club. And the guy ended up with the eye patch beating this other dude over the head 10 times with a bottle of vodka. The guy ended up with cuts on his head, and Gregory was charged with aggravated assault, and the cops are still investigating. I don't know. I wouldn't pick a fight with a guy that's wearing an eye patch in an underground strip club. You know what I'm talking about?
I can't believe this news.
I don't think you'd... Although, if underground strip club, I might request an eye patch. Maybe two eye patches.